The latest edition of the annual UN Hunger Report is out today. And according to these new figures, progress has been made. The number of global hungry have dropped to 795 million people. However, 1 in 9 people on the planet are still suffering from hunger and undernourishment. But here to elaborate more on the findings and analysis of the 2015 report, State of Food Insecurity in the World, is Pietro Gennadi, Chief Statistician and Director of the Statistics Division at the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome. Mr. Gennadi, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Good morning.
What are the main findings in this latest report?
Before describing the main findings of the report, I would like to say a few general things. First of all, I would like to mention that this is the result of a very fruitful collaboration among the three Rome-based agencies, FAO, IFAD, and World Food Programme, with each agency contributing its own expertise and adding value to the publication. The second point is that 2015 marks the end of the monitoring period of the Millennium Development Goals. And for this reason, we have published the report 5 months in advance of the usual publication dates in order to inform the discussion that will take place in New York at the UN General Assembly in September this year, where the world will take stock of the progress made against the Millennium Development Goals and targets and discuss the new sustainable development agenda that will drive the efforts of the international community up to 2030.
Going back to the report, what are the main findings?
As you mentioned at the beginning, we have still around 800 million people that don't have enough food to conduct an active and healthy life. At the same time, we have had progress. We have now 216 million less people hungry than in 1990 and 167 million less than 10 years ago. So progress has accelerated over the last 10 years. The other findings concern the achievement of the two international hunger targets. One is the Millennium Development Goal hunger target, and the other is the World Food Summit hunger target. This may seem confusing. One target requires the proportion of hungry to be halved, whereas the World Food Summit requires the number of hungry to be halved. And this makes a big difference because in between the two targets, there is the population growth. And so the World Food Summit target is much more difficult to achieve because it doesn't take into account that in developing countries, there has been a large population growth over the last 25 years. We have now 1.9 billion people more than we had in 1990.
There will be fuller, more detailed reports elaborating on the figures and analysis for each FAO region, but could you briefly tell me how the regions did in terms of reducing the numbers of hungry?
We have had very successful regions that have been able to meet both the MDG and the WFS target. This happened in Eastern Asia, in Southeastern Asia, and in Latin America overall. Other regions like Caucasus or Northern Africa achieved the Millennium Development Goal target, but not the World Food Summit target. A group of other regions like South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa made too slow progress in order to achieve the MDG target. And lastly, one specific region, Western Asia, in reality has now more undernourished than had in 1990, so moved away from the target.
Each of those regions and countries have unique challenges, of course, but are there some key issues for those areas that saw less progress?
In the report, we have dedicated one section to the analysis of the factors behind the performance of countries. And we have a group of countries that are denominated countries in protracted crisis that have a common denominator of having been hit by external shocks, having low level of resilience and high level of food insecurity. These external shocks are generally either natural disasters or man-made disasters, and I'm referring to conflicts, political instability, weak governance, and so on. And these countries have, in general, made very little progress in reducing hunger. The only country among the countries in protracted crisis that managed to reach the MDG target was Ethiopia.
How does this report relate to the upcoming SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals?
The SOFI report is an important document that will be used to inform the discussion that will be held in New York at the General Assembly, where the new Sustainable Development Agenda will be discussed and endorsed. We expect the Sustainable Development Agenda to be much more ambitious in terms of food security and nutrition than the Millennium Development Agenda. We will have a separate goal for food security and nutrition. There will be targets for food access, for eliminating malnutrition in all its forms, and important targets also on increasing agricultural production sustainably. So it will be much more comprehensive than the Millennium Development Goal.
Mr. Gennady, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.